Rock 102, Springfield's Classic Rock at 534, and Def Leppard at Rock 102.
Well, today is what they would call the pick of the week, if you will. Early fog to wake up to, then morning clouds to deal with, but afternoon sunshine and a high of 74. It's already 62 degrees, which is not too bad at 5:30 in the morning on October 22nd.
I believe since the late 60s, you and I have been having interviews every year with somebody from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes, we outlived Paul O'Neill.
Yeah, well, that wasn't really hard to do. We kind of took things. He wasn't feeling so hot at the time. So, where are we talking to Jeff Plate? I believe he is the drummer for TSO.
And the drummer.
The drummer. One of the drummers.
One of the drummers.
Right. But they're not touring, either as anybody else for that matter, but they do have other plans, and so we'll be talking to Jeff Plate later on this morning about what those plans are.
Yeah, a very cool way that you'll still be able to enjoy the Trans-Siberian Orchestra this holiday season without leaving the comfort of your home.
Am I going to have to pay for it?
I don't know.
Well, I
guess we'll, the truth.
We'll ask Jeff Plate. We will find out. There's that and a whole lot of other stuff this morning. It's 5:35 at Rock 102.
It's easy to get your Rock 102.
102 Springfield's Classic Rock. It's 5:51 and Dire Straits on Rock 102.
Boys, today is going to be a good day.
Pick of the week.
Huh?
Well, you said the pick of the week.
Pick of the week. Yes, that is true. The pick of the week. A high near 75. You can't complain about that. And you can't complain about 62 right now either.
Hey, what do you say we hop into some Hollywood trash with Steve and Naylor?
Well, Ewan McGregor is the actor who's spent the most screen time naked at
me
one.
Ian McGregor?
Ewan McGregor.
I don't even know a guy named McGregor.
It's his name, Ewan.
Oh.
Yeah.
He played Ben Kenobi in the early prequels to Star Wars.
He played
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Same guy.
Yeah. Anyway, he spent the most screen time naked out of all the actors in Hollywood. Well, non-porn. At 1,103 seconds, which wraps up to about 18 minutes. So
That's still a lot of naked screen time.
That
for
is.
A dude.
Ava Green is the most nude actress at 1,730 seconds, which would be about 29 minutes. Who's that?
I don't know, but I'm looking it up right now.
And what do we got?
I don't have pictures of her naked. That's the one thing I don't have.
Well, I don't need pictures of her naked. Who is she?
She is a French actress that has appeared in a bunch of movies in which she speaks French.
And she apparently gets naked a lot in them,
yes,
too.
Well, that's what the French do sometimes.
All those French nude films.
Yeah.
In the new Borat movie, Rudy Giuliani appears to put his hand down his pants while talking privately with a woman he believes is a right-wing journalist. Rudy claims he was just tucking his shirt in, and Borat is a stone-cold liar.
You know,
go ahead.
I actually tend to believe him. Because, that he was probably adjusting his pants, although he's lying down with his back on the bed sheets.
Well, do you normally do that before you get ready for an interview?
Well, that's not how I tuck my pants in.
I just find it really funny that of all these people who are in, like, top security positions and all that stuff still get trolled by a comedian from Los Angeles. Like, they still get... Somebody said, yeah, you know what? Let's do an interview with this place without doing any vetting or anything prior to the interview to say maybe we shouldn't be doing this.
How half of the people working in the cabinet got their jobs without any real vetting.
True. I mean, you were just saying, hey, I worked with him once. You're got a job.
The amazing part about this is you would think everybody would know who Borat is by now. But a lot of the movie, he's playing Borat, but disguised as somebody else because he realizes that, you know, he has brought shame onto Kazakhstan and he has to be in disguise. So a guy like, you know, Rudy Giuliani, or in the last movie that there was another, you know, public official that completely denounced himself on camera. They have no idea who this guy is. These are unbelievably funny movies.
Sacha Baron Cohen said in an interview recently that he's running out of options because too many people are recognizing him and they're being on the lookout. to be trolled by him.
You knew this was going to have a certain shelf life.
Right. In his new memoir, Matthew McConaughey, your favorite actor, John.
Oh, yeah, I love the guy.
Says that he wanted to quit romantic comedy so bad in 2010 that he turned down $14.5 million to do one. He didn't say which movie it was, but he's sick of the romantic comedies.
Well, that's good, because many of us are, too. So, at least it's mutual.
Are you sick of romantic comedies in general, or just the ones that involve him?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Jared Leto has been called in to film some scenes as the Joker in director Zack Snyder's new cut of Justice League. Leto was not in the original movie. He first played the Joker in Suicide Squad. Wait, Leto? Isn't that the... What the hell's the name of it? What's the name of the song?
Leto. The guy that's always shuffling.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Steve. That's the Leto shuffle from Boz Skaggs.
Boz Skaggs. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
You're thinking of that Italian restaurant that used to be downtown in Springfield.
No. That's Leto's. You're thinking of the deck in the Pacific Princess on Love Boat. The Leto deck.
Yeah, that would seemingly be the Leto deck, right.
A Smokey and the Bandit TV show is in the works, but there aren't many details yet, other than that Seth MacFarlane and the creative team behind the HBO show Eastbound and Down are working on it. Well, then I'd definitely watch it then.
I don't know if that really helps it.
I thought Eastbound and Down was a great, great series.
Yeah, because Danny McBride's just a great character.
Right. But I don't know. We'll see what happens with the... I still haven't seen that Seth MacFarlane movie that...
The space one?
No, the one, How Many Ways to Die in the West or whatever like that. Yeah. That's been out for, what, 5 or 6 years now?
Yeah. I'm not really even looking for it.
Flashdance is being turned into a series for the Paramount streaming network because we can't come up with any original shows on our own. We just have to keep going back to old things.
Or maybe just prompt at least one person to watch the Paramount streaming network.
Yeah. This time, instead of a welder who wants to be a dancer, the heroine is a stripper who wants to be a ballerina.
Is a stripper on heroin?
No. The hero.
That would make it a lot more interesting. I'll tell you that much.
Well, maybe she is on heroin. You don't know what kind of trials and tribulations this woman has gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that would make a good movie. Yeah, this heroin teeth falling out stripper.
Yeah,
is gonna make it someday.
Well, that's what they need. They need a twist on that plot line.
Ozzy Osbourne blames his recent health problems on a haunted doll he and his son Jack went to see a few years ago. He told Jack, quote, you think it's an effing joke? Just look at what has gone on with me. You think it's a joke?
No, I don't think it's a joke, but I don't necessarily believe it's because you went to see a doll either.
Well, it's haunted doll. It's not just any doll.
Yes, any doll. Wouldn't be a very believable story.
Busta Rhymes. Didn't I just say the other day we don't do enough stories about Busta Rhymes?
I thought you were going to. I thought there was an inner office memo that was suggesting you do.
That's what it was. Anyway, Busta Rhymes challenged T.I. to a battle on Versus, but T.I. turned him down because he's too old. Quote, I ain't no disrespect at all. Y'all wouldn't put Brandy up against Dionne Warwick, would you?
Who is T.I.?
He's another, he's a popular hip-hop artist.
No, I believe that's the company used to make calculators.
No, that's Texas Instruments.
That was pretty good, though. That was pretty good. Good for you. And Kim Kardashian reveals in her new interview with David Letterman that the O.J. Simpson trial tore her family apart.
Really?
Yeah.
She must have something to say.
Said,
oh, my God, the last time I was torn apart was when Ray J used his porn horn to split my canoochie-noochie in that sex tape you can purchase on YouPorn for
$39.95.
You ever have the porn horn on the canoochie?
No.
Not if I could help it. Caitlin?
Oh, I never got that done and dirty with your mother, Chris Kim, but once had her do some monkey wrench munching.
Uh-huh.
A little elephant toe in the cooter cleave.
Sure. What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is she got dragon breath from the Copenhagen cream pie. Did you ever have one of those?
No.
I've had dragon breath.
No.
Would you like to go to the Netherlands?
No. The last guy.
Kanye? Would you like to see my Netherlands?
Kanye?
I want some of that Copenhagen cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
I've had plenty of times where I've had dragon breath. When you roll up the windows in your Raptor while you're riding around on your ranch out in Wyoming, it gets a little stinky in there.
I bet it does.
Imagine it would, yeah.
But it's all worth that Copenhagen cream pie.
Okay.
Such an injustice. And that's your Hollywood T-Rex. We're not going to do wow.
And now, Bax's View from the Couch, brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware, Outdoor Power Headquarters, Steel, Ego, and Craftsman, Rocky's Outdoor Power Trifecta.
Hey, good morning, sports fans. How the heck are you? Folks, like anybody else, I like dining at a fine restaurant like the next guy. I like the sophistication and high-quality service. I enjoy the whole experience of wisely ruminating and considering my menu options. And, of course, I'm always more than willing to offer my appreciation by paying the bill in a discreet yet generous fashion. So when I heard that one of my favorite fine restaurant options would be offering a free item off their menu next Wednesday, October 28th, it immediately grabbed my attention. Now, you might ask, Baxi, isn't this supposed to be some sort of sports feature? To which I would say, shut your mouth and pay attention. Thanks to former Red Sox sensation Mookie Betts, now playing with the LA Dodgers, his stolen base in Game 1 of the World Series against Tampa has prompted my favorite restaurant to offer a free item. Would it be the fried camembert, the student prince? Would it be the platter of hamachos at Nadine's? Would it be a generous serving of burnt ends from Theodore's? No, no, and no. Instead, because of Mookie's stolen base in Game 1, everybody in America we'll be able to enjoy one free Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell. Yeah, that's right. Everybody gets a free taco, and you have Mookie Betts to thank for it. Personally, I would have felt better about grabbing a free taco had Mookie still been playing with the Red Sox rather than having him traded away because they want to save a few bucks. Now everybody gets to save a few bucks by getting a free taco from Taco Bell. I don't see how John Henry from the Red Sox offering any of us something as delicious as a free taco. And based upon the Red Sox record this year, the only thing I got in my mouth is a foul taste from that last place finish. Mookie Betts steals a base and all of a sudden I'm entitled to a free taco. Seems like everybody got the better end of the deal, and that everybody starts with me. Now everybody else I know gets to enjoy the sophisticated charm and ambiance of a free taco at the Taco Bell drive-thru. Seems to me we're all winners in the World Series. But hey, enough of my yapping. Sports brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware. You know, October can be a cold month. Other than today, furnaces, wood stoves, they'll be firing up all over the place. That's why October is Fire Prevention Month. Go to Rocky's for smoke alarms and fire extinguishers on sale all month long at your neighborhood Rocky's Ace Hardware. I'm Bax. That's my view from the couch.
Slim profile.
Like a circular saw?
Well, see, the thing is, this offers 18 tools, and yet none of them are actually listed on what this is. And again, it looks like a credit card. It's the shape of a credit card.
See, this is why I don't necessarily, you know, reach for that kind of thing. I mean, unless I know what I'm getting. I mean, if I got like a table saw or like a miter box, yeah, you know, and I could fit that into my wallet, that, you know, you just never know when you need to, say, cut some molding at a perfectly good angle.
I haven't had a chance to really look it up yet because the article on USA Today then has a link to Amazon where you could actually buy the thing. And I'm guessing Amazon might have a better description of what it actually is, but I didn't get that far. Another thing that you can get, which is a little odd, is, let me see if I can find it again. If you have a cat,
yes,
and you like to brush your cat,
right?
Well, you know how cats clean themselves? By licking.
Yes.
So this is a brush that you put in your mouth. There's a stem off the back of this brush that allows you to put it in your mouth. And then you can brush the cat, and it appears as though you're licking the cat.
Yeah, see, I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's a joke.
It's a gag gift, but nevertheless.
Yes, but again, even in the most desperate times or some of the most matted hair, I am never going to lick my cat.
And the photo that accompanies this is a man who appears to be licking a pussy cat.
Yes.
Right here in the picture.
I'm actually looking at it right now. And
yeah,
you're not technically licking the cat.
What? No, you're not.
It's a mouthpiece, and there's a piece of rubber that hangs out of your mouth.
Yep.
Like a tongue, but not a tongue.
And that's not directly touching the cat. That's the back of the brush that's brushing the cat.
You know, if I order this right now, I can get it delivered here by tomorrow.
Yeah, you could be licking that pussy cat by the weekend.
By $14.
Mm-hmm. Also, a device that is handy for making cake pops. If you're reading the reviews, just stop and press the add to cart button, wrote one Amazon shopper with a 2,300 stellar reviews for this device. A nonstick baking plate, compact device, takes all the guesswork out of baking. Cake pop maker, baby cakes, cake pop maker.
Yeah,
just $22.99.
I don't really understand the cake pop craze.
I've never even tried one. I don't think.
Well, I mean, it's just a piece of cake. It's just shaped into a ball. The problem is, if I want cake, I want a piece of cake. You know, I don't want cake on a stick. What am I gonna do with a stick?
What, I'm going to have to walk around with this thing all night?
Yeah. I mean, like, all of a sudden now I've eaten the cake pop, and the stick is now my full responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a little bit more than I want. If as opposed to a plate of cake, I finish the cake, all I have to do is put the plate down and walk away from it. I'm like,
that's it.
All of a sudden, there's no more attachments.
Especially in these days of COVID, you know, if you've had that stick in your mouth, you don't want to just put it down on a tabletop somewhere.
That stick,
you've got to find a spot.
That stick could find its way into my mouth. It could find its way into somebody's eye. It could accidentally stab somebody in the back. No, thank you. Enough with the sticks.
Here's another device that sounds truly disgusting, but I suppose in the privacy of your own home, it might not be a bad thing. Sometimes it's really satisfying to pick at things. And if you're gift shopping for someone who enjoys digging their nails into icky stuff and pulling it away, this wildly popular baby foot peel should already be in your cart. It claims it can make calluses wilt away and remove layers of dead skin so that your feet will become baby smooth and crack-free afterwards. A baby foot peel.
Yeah, this isn't for baby feet.
No, it's just for adults.
Just for baby soft.
And they appear to have a man's feet, one of which must have been done with this device, the other of which was not. And presumably, you can see a difference. I personally don't see the difference, but the just the description alone is rather disgusting.
I'm cross-referencing this directly on Amazon, and there's you can get like the convenient 2-pack, but there's also a 3-pack.
A 3-pack.
In which there's a picture of the packaging, which is an attractive packaging, but right next to it is a foot, and it is a foot that is just bear with me here. It's loaded with like dead skin that it's hanging off, like this is a foot with such terrific athlete's foot that what it really needs is like to be sandblasted rather than saying get a peel mask for my foot.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I started out by saying it was disgusting, and you've now proven it.
Oh yeah, no, I've taken it one step further.
How about an ultra comfy wearable blanket? This is something that was featured originally on Shark Tank. It's dubbed the Comfy, and what it is a soft Sherpa-looking fleece that also has a hood. So
this is no different than the old Snuggly. Or the old Snuggie blanket.
It seems as though it would be more of a jacket, in that it has a hood on it, and it appears also to have a collar
and a
that
pocket.
Will keep the hood and the blanket closed.
Yeah, and a front pocket.
Just one.
Yeah, kind of like if you're wearing a hoodie, it's got the little pocket space for the hands.
Right.
My guess is it all folds up into that pocket.
Well, that's only $40, so that sounds like money well spent. And what about if you're standing out in the rain somewhere, writing a suicide note? How about these waterproof top spiral notepads, a pack of three? Your giftie might not believe when you tell them that you can or they can dunk these waterproof notepads in a puddle of water and then keep on using them. But 700 reviews prove that it's true. It can survive it all. Water, sweat, grease, mud, even an accidental spill through the washing machine's rinse cycle.
And the pages stay dry and usable?
I don't know if they stay dry and usable, but they somehow are usable. Although that would seemingly be more of the responsibility of the pen,
right,
than of the paper.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the practical uses of this. If say you lived in a flood zone,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're writing down, sure, you know, very important notes or like a manuscript, and you know, all of a sudden the rain comes and it gets washed away.
Can't get out of the rain for some reason.
The last thing you want to do is take a 30,000-page manifesto and have mm-hmm. to redo it all over again because the rain ruined the pages.
Here's something I could use. There are occasions when I will go grocery shopping and then realize that I have purchased perishables that I'm not going to have time to eat before they expire, so I toss them into the freezer. Invariably, I also have a tendency to want to eat one of those things on a moment's notice. And I realize, oh, I can't do that. I put it in the freezer. I just clicked off of it by mistake. This is a premium defrosting tray. It is a tray. It's a $90 tray.
Yep.
That you can put a iceberg frozen steak on. And it will thaw it. I don't know how quickly, but it will in fact thaw the steak.
So I've seen this advertised on the internets,
mm-hmm.
and it's not it's not an immediate thaw. But if it takes you like 2 or 3 hours to thaw a single steak on a countertop,
that might normally take how long?
No, like I'm saying, normally it takes 2 or 3 hours to thaw. I believe this cuts it down by a significant percentage. It's not immediate, but it's like even if it's 25 to 50% of the time, that's a pretty good deal.
Mm. But is this a super hot
No,
board?
It doesn't heat it. I don't know what the hell it does. There's no electricity, it's not battery powered or anything like that. I think it's just the chemical reaction of the surface of the pad and the meat that causes the quick thawing,
or it's magic.
Well, I've
it
considered
could just be magic.
I've considered that, but it speeds up the process. You know what else speeds up the process? Putting it in a microwave and using the defrost function.
Yeah. Well, they're saying this is a way around that. You know, if you're like me and you have a gigantic candy apple shaped head, and you have to buy all of your baseball caps, let's say custom made. And you only really can wear one at a time. Most people with normal shaped heads might have a collection of hats that they can interchange on a daily basis.
Even us with normal size heads wear one hat at a time.
Well, at a time, but I mean, again, you could have a collection of hats and you could be interchanging them from one day to the next.
Sure.
I only have a single hat. Ipso fatso, it has a tendency to get dirty quickly because I wear it exclusively. And I say to myself, well, how would I clean this hat if not to put it into the washing machine and then possibly have to risk the complete deshaping of that hat because of the washing machine?
Right.
Well, now you can get this funky frame that makes it easy to wash in the dishwasher. It is actually a frame that allows you to put the hat on the top rack of the dishwasher
mm-hmm.
and keep it from losing its shape. It's safe on flat and curved hats. It's completely reusable. It means that the dirty old hat your husband's been hanging on to since high school can now be cleaned.
Now, this is not a new invention. I've seen these for years. What mm-hmm. I have not seen is that the suggestion that you put it in your dishwasher.
Yeah.
I've seen it like in a regular washing machine, you know,
right.
On a cold wash, you know, no bleaches, you know,
mm-hmm.
a gentle cycle perhaps. But
no, this is the 21st century now, baby.
Yeah, no, I get it. Listen, I totally get it.
Put that right in the dishwasher.
Top shelf or bottom
shelf? Top shelf. Right on the top shelf.
How dirty do your hats get?
Well, after a very long period of time of sweating through them and rolling around in the dirt, playing with the dog or the neighborhood children, my hats can get pretty dirty.
Yeah, the cost of this item is between $7 to $10. $10 if you get the convenient two-pack, which seems to me is a little bit, the pricing is a little weird. But couldn't you just go ahead and make the investment into a second hat?
Well, you could do that also. Here is something I won't need, although I believe you might benefit from it. It's rated at a 4.3 by 10,000 Amazon shoppers. It is the Backblade 2.0 Elite Plus. It looks almost like a snow brush, only it is a handled device that you can use to shave off your back hair.
Sure.
And the picture they have here is of a man who is very much in need of back shaving. And he's obviously using this device to so far shave at least his right shoulder, although he has much more left to go. This is disgusting. Ergonomically designed like a back scratcher.
Are you watching the video of this?
No.
There's a video down below on the Amazon page.
Yeah,
where it says, tired of looking like an ape? The twin dry glide blades will shave that back in no time at all.
Yeah.
Wet or dry.
I'll pass.
You're going to find this hard to believe, even though I am hairy high and low. Don't why? Ask me why.
I was about to ask you why, but you don't know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I do not have an abundance of hair on the back.
Yeah.
I was blessed with some hair in the back, but not, you know, not like this poor fella right here, for crying out loud.
Yes, this McGilla gorilla, if you will.
How do you not feel bad for a dude like that? That guy, you'd have to be changing blades, with every swipe.
It's like, it'd be like mowing an acre of backyard with a push mower.
That's right.
You're emptying that grass bag every 15 minutes.
I also, I'm sure that if I were using this, my back would be filled with like wet wads of toilet paper from all the blood I'd be leaving behind.
Yeah, I'd need a styptic blanket.
And you know how comfortable that would feel.
Oh, yeah.
It's 628 at Rock 102.
Your fall projects are adding up.
It's 630 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Happy to say, by the way, I did not make it through the entire list of those odd gifts. So
it was so riveting that I kind of lost track of time and didn't realize how late we were. So
I did. I was watching, but there's still some more to pass along. So throughout the show, maybe we'll pop one in here and there.
Great.
Until then, let's laugh.
Tell me what's funny.
It's Bax and O'Brien's joke of the day.
Well, it's nice to find a fellow with a keen sense of humor.
On Rock 102.
Joke of the day brought to you by Gail Toyota. See Crazy Jay today, friend. Sell your car or truck online at GailToyota.com.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Springfield's classic rock.
So, I says to my wife last night,
You're married?
You wouldn't have known it. But, in fact, I tell her, I said, listen, when I die, I'd like to die having sex. And she says, well, at least it'll be quick. She's trying to say that I'm not very good at lasting a long time. And if I die, at least it'll be quick.
Booyah! 636 of Bax and O'Brien Rock 102. It's time for news brought to you by Express Kitchen. Your kitchen better, faster, better, and for less at ExpressKitchen.com. Here's local radio icon and first responder Steve Nagel.
Benvenidos, Quarantinos.
Muchos gracias, Premier Respondedor.
Si, senor.
A bicycle rider was seriously injured in a collision with a semi-trailer truck Wednesday afternoon. The adult male who was riding the bicycle was taken to Bay State Medical Center by ambulance for treatment. The crash occurred about 4:50 p.m. near the intersection of Bay Street and Roosevelt Avenue. The collision is being investigated by the police department's traffic unit, and that's all we know.
That's it. We don't know the age of the adult bicycle rider.
It's something for Ryan Walsh to know and you to find out.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, that's for something for Ryan Walsh to not know and no one to ever find out.
But when you think about all the many tractor trailers that are going in that intersection, you know, over to Roosevelt because of to get to the industrial area.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a bicyclist, I would think that the big trucks would be the thing you would avoid.
And also, although that's not one of the areas of the city I think of when I think of kids on bicycles driving crazy. Plus, we've already said this was an adult male, but that's why I asked about the age.
Well, there's a lot of kids in that intersection because Central High School is right there.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not really where you imagine the kids riding in packs on their bikes doing wheelies and things like that. So, I don't know.
Roving bands of violent youths.
Oh, they're not really violent. They're just kind of bothersome.
I always like that line. You wanna stir up emotion in somebody. Roving bands of violent youths.
It makes you shudder in a way, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it does for me.
Police are investigating after a minivan drove into a pizzeria on Southwick Street in Agawam, causing extensive damage to the building. The Agawam police has not released any information about the crash, but photos sent into the 22 newsroom through the report it feature by a viewer, because you can't even get somebody over to Agawam to get video of this.
Well, no, of course, they're not in Agawam anymore. I mean, it used to be when they were in Agawam. Yeah, sure, but come on now.
Anyway, it shows the entrance of, I don't know how to say this, Tolly's Pizzeria in Feeding Hills, badly damaged. You can also see several police officers in the area assisting, as well as the fire department ambulance. It's currently unknown if anyone was seriously hurt or how many people were in the car when it drove into the building.
This is not part of the normal drive-thru service, right?
I believe they do not have drive-thru. I've been there at least a couple of times. I don't think so.
Well, that's good to know.
A tow truck can also be seen in another photo preparing to tow the vehicle away.
Come on. Really?
Front door.
They still do that kind of thing? They remove vehicles from accident sites?
With a tow truck, no less.
22 might not have been able to get there, but somebody did. And, you can see the photo of it being... again, it's just a photo. It's not a video, but the vehicle is already half removed from the front of the pizza joint.
Joint.
You just said joint.
Yes, I did. As an adult, I wouldn't have even noticed that.
Joint.
you would have noticed that.
Yeah.
Right. Detectives arrested a 19-year-old for wearing a GPS ankle bracelet and seized a firearm Tuesday night in Springfield.
They arrested him for wearing the ankle bracelet?
That's the way it's written, but it's because he was wearing... He just happened to have a GPS ankle bracelet on him after they arrested him for this firearm charge. According to the Springfield Police Department spokesman, Ryan Wall said, "My best friend's sister's boyfriend's girlfriend heard from this guy who's dating this girl that 19-year-old Tyson Gaynor had an illegal gun on him. I guess it's pretty serious." 19-year-old Tyson Gaynor applied for and was granted a... Wait a minute. How does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Around 8:50 p.m. on Tuesday night, narcotics detectives arrested 19-year-old Tyson Gaynor and applied for and were granted a search warrant for his home on Granville Street based on an illegal firearms investigation. Detectives recovered a loaded firearm in the basement and an additional loaded magazine. Gaynor is currently on a GPS ankle monitor for open charges in Springfield District Court. He is the fourth individual arrested with a firearm while wearing a court-ordered GPS ankle bracelet since September.
Well, those ankle bracelets are expensive, and they cost quite a bit of money to maintain and upkeep. So I can see why perhaps some of the people who are wearing them, despite having previous criminal conduct, are wanting to protect the value of that bracelet. That ankle bracelet by carrying a gun. So
but if you're wearing the bracelet, it usually signifies that there have been other crimes on your record.
And, as I pointed out.
Yes. So in order to get that thing off, you have to show that you are probably not going to commit any further crimes.
True. But by the same token, you want to protect this very valuable piece of hardware. And again, I can see where you might say, you know, I should probably have a gun so nobody tries to steal this thing from me.
I've never had the bracelet on my ankle, but do you really get a sense of responsibility to protect it if you're the person who is wearing it against their will? Because I would say, if there's any chance of me cutting this thing off of me, I'll do it.
Yeah, well, you're going to be in a lot more trouble by cutting it off than you are by carrying a gun.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
A Naugatuck man faces child abuse charges after he threw a boy across the room, lit fireworks in his mouth, and made him sleep in a locked laundry room for 4 months, according to his warrant for his arrest. 31.
Lit fireworks in his mouth?
Oh, yeah. See, you sent me that article.
Yeah.
But I found the one on the Hartford Current.
Okay.
It's much more detailed than what is listed there. 31-year-old Kevin Grant was arrested Friday and charged with second-degree assault, intentional cruelty to persons, risk of injury to a child, and other charges. His bond was set at $25,000. He posted it after his arraignment in Superior Court in Waterbury and is expected to return to court on November 10th. His wife, 29-year-old Catherine Baptiste, of the same address, was also arrested because she was aware of the abuse. She was charged with multiple charges, including risk of injury to a child. An arrest warrant affidavit lays out more than a dozen ways Grant abused the boy, who was not identified but was known to him. An anonymous complaint to the Department of Children and Families brought child welfare workers and police to the house on October 1st. According to the warrant, the boy's brother fell into a table while playing in the house with siblings in June and cracked his head open. The boy had been sitting on the couch watching television at the time and did not injure his brother, he said in an interview with an investigator, but everyone started blaming him. Grant told the boy to go to the bathroom and look at his brother's wound. He also repeatedly struck him all over his body with a belt and picked the boy up by the back of his neck and threw him across the room. This sounds like a really great guy.
How old is this child?
It doesn't say. It keeps saying young boy.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I get into specifics.
He's 8. He's 8 years old. Eight. Yeah. You know? What the hell is wrong with people? After that, Grant made the boy sleep in the laundry room for 4 months. His mother told the boy he was allowed to knock only if he had to go to the bathroom. But Grant would yell at him for knocking at all, telling him to pee his pants. The boy said Kevin would constantly do things to him and make him do things that would hurt him, according to the warrant. For example, Grant would make the boy kneel on hard, uncooked rice for an entire day. The rice would stick to his legs and hurt for days. He also made the boy do push-ups until he couldn't move his arms. One day, Grant told the boy he needed to put a bottle rocket in his mouth and let Grant light the fuse. When the boy said he didn't want to do it, Grant said it's either that or he gets hit with the belt, so the boy agreed to do it. Grant put the bottle rocket in the boy's mouth, lit it, and the rocket exploded, injuring the boy. His mother and Grant had to put medicine on his scarred cheeks so they would heal.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
So I assume both the boy and his brother are in the custody of state authorities now.
Yes.
And again, tell me why this would not be the perfect candidate, both of them, for sterilization.
You know what? This is more than sterilization. This is where you need to bring back waterboarding for people.
Yeah. Well. No, I agree that the punishment should be very, very severe. But the likelihood of, in the future, this couple being able to conceive more children should also be eliminated in the event that they are not in prison for life.
Well, it doesn't sound like they were any of his.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, neither one of them should be allowed to either produce, supervise, or even be in the presence of children.
If you want to give out candy to trick-or-treaters this year, you should put out a purple pumpkin in front of your house. That's a sign that you're giving out individually wrapped candies, and you'll keep the whole process safe and sanitary.
Why? What? Because an orange pumpkin denotes danger?
This is so stupid.
That warns of possible ambushes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Really? So that's, and this is known?
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows this? The purple pumpkin is a sign?
Purple pumpkins are going to be on the porches across America this Halloween, and it's because of COVID-19. Seeing a purple pumpkin while out trick-or-treating means the house is a safe spot to grab some candy. This is
again, I have to ask the question, why would anyone be concerned about the safety of the orange pumpkin, which is in fact the very color that denotes Halloween?
This is on Long Island. This is a push by the governor of New York to let people know that they are doing things in a cleanly manner.
This isn't one of those things where there's like a bunch of purple pumpkin farmers out there looking to push their product a little bit more?
I don't see a kid walking down the street going, huh, well, that one doesn't have a purple pumpkin in front of it. I'm not going to go get that full-size candy bars. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, look at that. There's a house right there. I can see that. I can see the pumpkin is brimming with candy, but nevertheless, it's orange. And to me, I need to be afraid of that.
So what color pumpkin denotes, please toilet paper my house?
Yeah.
That's the purple one. That would be
the
purple one, too. You want to be all prim and proper and follow guidelines. Here's some eggs and toilet paper, you bastard.
I don't, unless there's some kind of purple pumpkin manufacturer out there who's trying to steal Halloween away from the normal orange pumpkin makers, or even it could be the same pumpkin maker just deciding to make a separate purple one this year because of the changes created by COVID. And they're saying, well, you know, I mean, sure, the orange pumpkin full of candy has been good enough for 400 years, but you know, we're in the middle of a century long pandemic, or a century separated pandemic, so the orange pumpkin is no longer going
to
cut it.
Well, thanks for clarifying that, because if I have to do another 99 years of this, we're going to have some problems.
999 years.
Here's some fake news. You ready?
Yes.
Two people in their 20s in China recently got fixed up on a blind date, and the man offered to pay for dinner. So the woman showed up at the restaurant with 23 of her family members. She says she wanted to test her date's generosity and see if he'd pay for everyone. I'm calling this fake because I don't believe that.
I don't believe that happened. That's the end of a relationship right there.
You're telling me that there's 23 other people in that family going, this may not be a good idea.
This dude's got to feel
just because of COVID.
Yeah, no, but this dude's got to feel totally taken advantage of.
Yeah, she said she wanted to test her date's generosity and see if he'd pay for everyone, and the answer was absolutely not. When the bill for $3,000 came, the man excused himself, then dined and dashed right out of the restaurant.
Good for him.
Attaboy.
Good for him. I gotta nail all you too just to get with her?
Well, you're at a restaurant, for crying out loud. You're not going to do that there. But nevertheless.
Well, no, but you're hoping that the dinner is going to be the pregame for the consummation afterwards.
Yeah, but you know, but any time you're gonna spend $3,000 to do it, it ain't gonna be worth it.
No,
there's always somebody that'll do it much cheaper. This is three grand.
This is not worth the egg drop soup.
No, it's not.
They've been in touch since, and the man has agreed to pay for his share, but the woman and her family are still on the hook for the rest of the bill.
So he eats, excuses himself to go to the bathroom after she has tried to pull this ruse where she brings 23 of her relatives, and then because he leaves and doesn't pay even his portion of the bill, they reach out to him and say, hey, you ripped us off?
Apparently.
So he comes back and he pays his portion of the bill? I tell him, yeah, screw you. You 23 can chip in to pay for my one meal as opposed to me paying for your 23 meals. And by the way, delete my number.
Yeah, this is the best thing that ever happened to this guy. Because if he had fallen for this and paid for all 23 of these people, imagine what else he would be required to do over the length of a full relationship.
The fact that he even sat down to eat with them after seeing 23 other people walk in with the one date he was supposed to have, I would have left before the meal even came.
I would have left before we even got seated. I had come here. I had reserved. I had reservations for a table for two, not a table for 24.
I left my keys in my car. I got to go back out to the car. Yeah. Sorry.
I think I left my lights on.
But it's the lights on at the car at my house. So I got to drive all the way there and then back.
Yeah.
I might not make it back.
Man, this chick's got some nerve.
And I bet she's furious at him. That's the funny part about it. I bet she's like, I can't believe he walked out of his obligation to pay for all 23 of us.
Well, he walked out without even paying for himself. By the way, I just want to point out, because I just saw it on 22 News, that pizza shop in Agawam is open. It will be open later today.
Well, that's good.
All right.
So they're not letting a minivan through the front doors prevent them from doing business.
You're driving a minivan? Did you a favor. This pillar did you a favor.
Yeah.
Your Pioneer Valley forecast today, going to be nice and sunny with a high of 74. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 69. Giggity, it's 62 right now in downtown Springfield. I'm Steve Nagel, and that's the news on Rock 102. Ah, yeah.
If you left it out with
details.
It's 6:54 with Bax and O'Brien of Rock 102. Rock 102 is bringing you Patriots football all season long. This Sunday, the Patriots are taking on the San Francisco 49ers in Foxborough. The live pregame coverage, the Country Nissan pregame coverage, begins at 1:30. Kickoff scheduled for 4:25. Bob Soshi and Scott Zolak bring you all the play-by-play action. The Patriots play here on Rock 102.
So looking back on this weird but practical gift list that I saw this morning from USA Today,
yep.
There's nothing I hate more than going to a party that has, say, a giant platter of vegetables.
Or people.
And I want sliced vegetables, and I want some carrots or maybe some celery or some pepper, and I'd like some dip as well, but I don't want the dip on the plate with the vegetables, because it's going to run together, and it's going to be hard to put the proper amount of dip on each individual vegetable slice. So they have created a clip-on dip bowl. It clips right onto the side of your plate, and you can it can hold about a third of a cup worth of salsa, guacamole, or dressing, and then you can dip your cut vegetables into that dip. Actually not a bad idea.
I guess I don't see why it's such a problem to have it on the plate,
because again, it runs. It runs in.
Yeah, but if every vegetable on that plate is going to, or chip, is going to get at least a little bit of dip.
But it might not. You might have separate, and you know, this is a set of, it's actually only one. But if you had more than one, you know, you could put dip in one and salsa in the other.
Right.
And say you have separate things on your plate for the separate dips. Like, I would never eat this particular item with dressing on it, but I would only eat this particular item with salsa.
Yeah, but you know what you have the ability to do is, once you finish that one plate of dip or chips or chips and dip, you can always go back and get another one.
Well, you know, who's to say that you're not overusing your host's plates?
Well, I don't always like to be limited to just a third of a cup of dip. I'm a heavy dipper. I like to do it to dip deep.
Here's another thing for those of you who like to cook your bacon in a microwave rather than the old-fashioned way where you're waiting 15, 20 minutes for it to cook in a conventional oven. It is a bacon cooker for the microwave. It is basically like a clothesline that you would drape the slices of bacon over, and there's three separate horizontal lines that are raised vertically from the bottom of this container so that the tub underneath it will catch all of the grease, and then there's a handle on it as well to help you put it in and out of the microwave, but all of the bacon slices just drape across these horizontal racks like some kind of bacon clothesline.
We put a lot of thought into how to make bacon, and it really is not a complicated process.
Well, but they're not stopping.
No, I know they're not stopping. There's always somebody who's going to want to do it another way. Some hotshot thinks he's got some idea. And the fact of the matter is, you can't really improve on bacon. It is the most perfect food.
But if you don't want to wait those 15 or 20 minutes, now there's a way to do it a lot faster. I'm going to hold this last gift until a little bit later, because I personally think it's the best of them all.
It's 6:58 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
The Bax and O'Brien podcast is sponsored